Chilly right here.
Okay. Should we get started? Okay, I will call to order the scheduled Thursday, November 30th, 2017. Park Impact Fee Committee for the City of CUNA. If I could get a roll call.
Chairman Kessler?
Here.
Member Groenbeck?
Here.
Committee member Call?
Here.
Committee member Cleary?
Not here.
Absent.
Okay, so the first item on the agenda is the new business, and that is A, to approve the PFC meeting minutes for August 17th, 2017. Motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All aye?
Aye.
Motion passes. Next item is a discussion and consideration to approve the capital improvement plan. Presentation from Bobby Withrow, Parks Director. Did the battery go dead?
No, I had to turn it on.
Okay.
All right, committee members. First, I'd like to introduce a couple people. This is Jesse Morton. He's going to be coming to all the meetings. He's going to be working with the recreational stuff we're going to have going. And we have Jake Lawrence. He's going to be doing the minutes and doing more recreational stuff for us. So, yeah.
Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you guys. Thank you.
All right, so first I want to discuss the capital improvement plan. Per Idaho code, we have to go through and approve a new one every year. I left everything pretty much the same except for I added land acquisition for this year. Everything else is the same as it was when it was first approved. If you have any questions, please let me know.
So when you say you left everything pretty much the way that it was, are these the expenses in 2017, are those to carry over the same amounts in 2018, or are we just looking at that $450,000 for land acquisition?
Yes, we're just looking at that $450,000.
Okay.
That's what's new for this year. Before, I wanted to wait till 2019 because based on the projected income, we were only going to have $180,000, $200,000. In our account, so that wasn't going to be enough the first year. So
gotcha.
I wanted to wait a couple of years. But we were very fortunate, and we had a lot of building going on.
True that. Does anybody have any other questions, observations?
I have nothing.
So along with the capital improvements, I will give an update on the revenue. Currently, there is roughly $567,000 in the park impact fee. That equates to 604 building permits since we implemented this in August 2016.
Wow.
So that's pretty. It's going faster than we thought. Yay.
It has.
So the plan, expenditures plan for next year is simply that land acquisition? Is that all?
Yeah, and if any more come up, because I still am talking to a couple developers, I'll go more into that in the executive session.
Okay.
And the other thing is our what we need, we need to allocate what we're going to spend money on in the capital improvement plan in order to spend money on it. So basically, if we didn't put it in for next year, then we couldn't use it until 2019.
Okay.
So I put it in there just in case.
Are you able to talk about the grant fund expenditures?
Yes. So let's see here. So the grant fund, so basically the grant fund is what we're going to estimate that we're going to try to get or go for grants for. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to get them.
Okay.
Grants are one of those tricky things where you can apply and apply and apply and not get them and then throw something out there and get something. In the last couple of years, I think Chris has gotten close to $2 million with the grants. So we're doing pretty good there. So if we're kind of saying we can get $48,000, we're pretty sure we can.
Nothing planned for next year?
Nope.
Are these expenditures mostly Greenbelt extension?
Mm-hmm.
Of it?
A lot of the ones that we get are with the Idaho Department of Lands, and they do matching grants for pathways and some land acquisitions. We're actually looking into that a little bit, but there's a lot of stipulations that go with it, so we're weighing the options there.
Stipulations meaning controls?
Yes.
Okay.
Controls. Like, we have to be very specific on what we're going to use the land for, and if we want to detour from that at all or any little thing, we have to go through them to get permission to do that.
And what is green up?
Basically go through, put in sprinklers, trees, grass.
Okay.
So with the green up, I see that green up is with one specific, like a park, like Meadowview green up, and then there's just the green up, like at the bottom, under the sports complex.
Okay, yep, yep. Yeah, so I actually didn't put any money in there for any of the years yet, so I'll either need to edit that and take it out or put it in one of the years, so.
Well, you have $100,000 in green up in the grant, so I was just curious what that one was.
Okay, that's sorry. I guess I better start looking. That'll be a bigger grant we're going to try to go for, to instead of using the impact fees or general fund, we can use that to put in the sprinklers and stuff.
Can I just ask, is the logic behind not throwing anything at pathways, is the logic based upon the fact that we would expect development to make those pathway connections or install those pathways with new development?
Yes, right now. The pathway grants are a lot easier to get. So that's why I try to put them in with the grants.
Gotcha. Okay.
And as we start moving forward every year, you'll see that these start to move and adjust, and they're not always going to be the same.
Bobby, has any particular developer approached you about getting a reduction in their impact fees based upon a donation or some form of, like I know that Ashton Estates on the other side of the highway that was just recently approved, I think they're putting forth just under 5 acres for a park. So I just was wondering if anybody had approached you as of yet to if they are going to contribute something to us, would they, ask for a reduction in their impact fees?
Committee member Kessner, yes. The Ashton Estates, they were just going to donate the land, so they don't want anything. Tim Eck has approached me about, the development, but a pathway.
Spring Hill?
It could be possibly. along the Mason Creek, that he's going to request credits for.
Okay.
But they'll go through and install the pathway and put in all the grass and stuff. And with that, I think he is going to install and donate, I want to say, 7 to 8 acre park as well. So.
So in executive session, we're talking about this $450,000 land acquisition, and really all we're approving, you've got projections, but we're really only approving kind of that 450 land acquisition this year. Is that what?
No, in executive session, we'll be discussing a piece of property.
Okay.
That we're interested in at the moment, which will tie into the whole 450. It'll take out the chunk that I'm asking.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions or anything else to scrutinize here. Anybody else has anything?
No,
to
I'm okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess if nobody else has anything further, we'll go ahead and move on to the next item on the agenda, which is setting the PPSC meeting dates.
Can we get a motion to pass out,
oh,
please?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. It's open for a motion.
I motion to pass the capital improvement plan.
I'll second.
All aye?
Aye.
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 And the motion passes. Bobby, okay, we'll go on to the PPSC meeting dates.
All right, so I want to do at least four times a year. And is Thursday okay with everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. So with that being said, let me bring out my extremely small calendar. So if we're doing one tonight, let's plan on February. Try to do it the 10th.
Is there a holiday in there?
I feel like there's something in there.
We have like a President's Day.
They have calendars, but they're
not. President's Day is the 20th.
Oh, yes, okay.
And depending upon when that comp plan
January.
Is.
You said February 10th?
Yes.
That's a Saturday.
February 9th?
That's
2017. February
8th. Wow, okay.
Yeah, let's go with the 8th instead.
Yes, yes, the 8th. I apologize. Right month on here.
I had to double-check the calendar. I was like, am I looking at the right
year? Yeah, I'm going to go set these in 2007. Chris will be mad.
I already had them.
Looks right. Like a good
sorry,
date.
Everybody's okay with
yeah, I'm okay yeah. With the 8th, if okay. Anyone else is. So did you want to try and do, I'm sorry,
I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead.
Sorry. You know what, I will not be in town that weekend. I actually leave Friday.
Okay. If for whatever reason you can't make it, if we have quorum, we'll,
okay.
We'll carry on.
All right, let's shoot for June. Let's see. June 7th.
Summer will be in full swing.
I'm fine with June 7. I mean, I don't know if my calendar goes that far ahead.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know what I'll be
doing. June's a tough one for everybody, but let's try it. And
yeah, if we need to move it, we can.
I'll be camping.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Oops. October 4th.
Did you want to do something sooner than October, or does that work for you? October 4th is fine with me.
It's just one of those where I'm going to just set them.
And then if we need to move them up or down.
That way, if we need to throw one in there, then we can.
October 4th.
But I want to see all your faces, you know, that many times at least.
Should work.
So, okay. So we don't have to set one like December because we're meeting today. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Yep, those ones will work for right now. At least that many.
To three next year.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so we have three tentative dates picked. Does this need a motion?
I don't think so.
Okay.
All at 6. Board. Yes, all at 6.
Okay. All on Thursday, all at 6.
And we'll get a calendar invite for these?
Yep. Yeah, I'll make sure you get a calendar invite for these.
Okay, so.
So did we, just a question with the surveys, did we end up putting anything out? Or, because I know you didn't really think that it was going to have a positive impact or we weren't going to get any, I guess, information from the community, because we were going to do some type of survey. We talked about that the last meeting.
I don't remember a survey, but...
I don't remember a
survey
either.
I know we talked
either.
About a survey, but I don't know if we... Like, what kind of... what the community was looking for in a park, or... I don't... I can't put my notes
on that. Wasn't it they just talked about...
It's in here, actually.
I remember something about that.
It's in our minutes.
Just kind of asking
minutes.
People.
Mm-hmm.
From 20.
And I don't remember it, but I
get
what I will say is that we'll get a lot of people say that we want a pool.
Yeah.
And because right now we have a survey out because we want to put a couple grass volleyball courts in and start an adult and kid league this summer.
Oh.
And one of the comments was, why don't we spend the money on a pool?
I'm sure you had several comments like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's several like that. So, we can do a survey, but we're going to go back to that pool issue.
If there's already one out, we can probably get information off of that. Because I know it had to do with sports and what kind of recreational sports people were looking for.
Okay, yeah, we can set one up and send it out. I'll have Jake work on that in the next couple of weeks and send it to you guys to get approval, and then we'll put it out on the website.
I was going
to
say, yeah, I just remember you kind of saying something about just kind of ask around, see what people's thoughts were. I asked a bunch of people.
And what'd you get?
And they all have the same opinion. Honestly, they all do. They were like, I was like, where would you like to see a new park building? Everybody I asked said, I just lost my train of thought. Said 10 Mile in Lake Hazel.
10 Mile Lake Hazel.
And I said, well, what about 10 Mile Columbia? And they were like, oh, that'd be fine. But, I mean, everybody was over in that area where you had talked about that you were looking for property. And it's like, oh, well. And, I mean, I asked people at the grocery store, you know, at church, everywhere, and it was like they all went north.
Do you guys think we need a survey? We had just a survey with, was it the Envision CUNA?
That's the comp plan survey.
Yeah.
There's going to be some ongoing discussions and community input there.
I don't know if we could just grab that information off of that, or do we need to have another different survey?
If we're going to, This is just my opinion. I think if we're going to get specific about asking a question on where people would like to see future parks or specifically a sports complex, I think you're probably, if you're looking for specific information, you should probably go for that separately, maybe just like a survey monkey or something. And you know, I'm always a proponent of like, don't ask a question if you're not going to do something with the answers that you get. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So if we send out a survey and we get this overwhelming response that it needs to go A, B, or C, and that's not anywhere close to where you think that's going to happen, then how's that going to how's that going to set with the public? You know.
Well, and the people I asked, I didn't even tell them I was on this committee. Okay. You know, it was just like people I knew. And it's like, well, where would you, you know, if they decided to build a park, where would you like to see one? Yeah. And it was, I'd say 99.9% of them said no
one. 10 mile.
Yeah.
Yep.
But in answer to your question about using some of the data that we've already picked up from the first online survey, there were specific comments about, and there, it was a map-based comment survey. So if somebody said, well, we need a park right here, there was a specific area where they would have liked to have seen this. And we can use that because it's already been made available. Mm-hmm. So I will talk to our consultants, I'll talk to my director, and see how we can utilize what we have thus far.
Yeah.
If it's valuable or useful.
Yeah, we can go over it and see if it's useful.
Yeah.
Because really it's going to drive where we're going to start putting parks and where we want to buy land. So.
And the city's paying for that consultancy, so it's not like we're robbing from another department at all. Or
nope.
Yeah.
I've been approached by a group that's interested in, you know, putting in a sports complex out here, a private group. Would the city ever consider a public-private type relationship for something?
Possibly, yeah. We'd have to see exactly what they want. I'm assuming it's going to be soccer, football, baseball type stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, we can probably work something out. Like right now, we take care of all the lands. Well, we take care of the parks, and we lease it out to KPAL and those organizations. We can probably have a relationship like that with them. So that'd be probably a good conversation to sit down and have and see what they want from the city and how they can benefit from the city and how the city can benefit from them.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about buying land and developing, you know, some indoor type sporting fields and,
Yeah.
Interesting.
I believe we have a new business that came in recently that is trying to start a Rotary Club. Start a Rotary Club.
Yes.
just mentioning it.
Yep.
We did. We're on the last one. I don't think if we had anything specific that we wanted to make sure that we made note of that was going to happen, next steps as far as survey-wise or locating, we can go ahead and take a motion and go into executive session.
Make a motion that we go into executive session.
Second that.
All aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'll make a motion that we come out of executive session pursuant to
Idaho code.
Is it down here somewhere?
Yep.
74-206C.
Pursuant to Idaho code 74206C.
For the purpose of
discussing land acquisition matters.
For the purpose of discussing land acquisition matters.
I second the motion.
Motion is seconded. All...
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right. Now, since we're in regular session, I would like a motion to move forward with discussions to purchase this property with City Council.
I will motion that we move forward with.
What did you just say?
I should have written it down.
With
proceedings to take this to City Council.
For purchase of the land. There we go.
A second?
All aye?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right. If we have any other questions, comments, concerns we need to talk, we can talk about now, or we can go into adjournment and go home.
Anybody have anything?
Have you had developers, when they start digging into all the fees, have you had any comments from them at all about the park impact fee or any of that, negative comments or positive either way?
I did hear, the only one I've heard from is Tim Mack, and he says he thinks it's a great thing that we should have been doing it a long time ago.
Okay.
And he's the only one I've heard from. I haven't heard anything negative about it. People will come in and pay it, so.
I've only heard one builder say that, and he wasn't even referring specifically to the park impact fee committee. You guys are really expensive to build out here.
Yeah, that's probably mostly our water and sewer, but
well,
probably.
It's going to get more expensive with a fire impact fee coming out, too. So we'll just.
So is that going to just be fire or fire and police?
Just fire, emergency services, except, ambulance, fire.
And then in a couple of years, we can actually have the survey redone again. And I was going to talk to the committee about involving the police if they haven't done it yet and with that survey. That way they can kind of piggyback off of ours, and it won't be as much to them and it won't be as much for us because we can share the cost.
So I would absolutely support that.
Me too.
Yep.
Anything else they want to throw out on the table or talk about before we adjourn and get back together on February?
Or before, if something comes up, just saying.
Yeah, we can just always call a meeting if something comes up.
Yeah, and if something does come up, like on your end, you would give us a call and set up a meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So.
Okay. Has there been any movement on a larger sports complex?
Not yet.
No.
The developer seems to be not avoiding me, but we can't seem to be at the same spot at the same time. So, but I'm still continuing that, and then looking at another property as well. Zamzo's property over off of Shoreline. They were kind of interested in selling. So,
How big of a property is that?
17.86 acres.
It's nothing to sniff at. It's
That's
and it's close to it's
store.
Close to town too.
Awesome.
So,
and there is water and sewer hookups there, so that one could potentially be bathrooms.
And there's another seven right next to it that could be had very cheaply.
Oh, okay, so potentially 24 acre right there.
Hey, and that'd be a good way to get people in downtown Cuna too.
Mm-hmm.
Can you look at both properties? Just pursue both of them, just to.
Yeah, I can talk with both of them, and then before any deals are struck and monies are spent, I. Of course, have to ask permission to spend the money.
Dave, were you talking the acreage that's next to it? Is that belong to a public agency, or is
No, it's private.
Okay.
It's currently it's 9, and they would have to subdivide it and cut 2 of it off.
Cut some of it off.
If you need more, if it made sense, I'm just wondering if we shouldn't try and find something north, though.
The property I am talking about is off of Columbia, in between Linder and Highway 69.
Closer to the new high school.
Yep.
That would be ideal in my mind.
Yeah.
And really, that's where all the open ground is as well, and where all the
that's where the development's going right now.
Yeah.
So we do need to get a couple things up there. I'm thinking big, but we might have to settle for 15 to 20 acres.
We can start small.
Mm-hmm.
We can always get more.
I think it's a good time to talk to that group, maybe
and
talk about some type of private public
mm-hmm.
relationship. So I'll put them in contact with you. Maybe we'll set up a meeting. And
perfect, yeah. Set up a meeting and we can go from there.
Okay.
Who is that? You said there's a contractor, right?
Maybe we ought not to.
Is it okay to make a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn the meeting.
No, I need a second.
I'll second.
All aye?
Aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.